Diggler liked the echoing sound of his voice, so he made full use of it. Ginty felt something strike her footpaw. She chided Diddle.
Stop kicking me, it's not funny. I nearly fell over then.
Her brother replied indignantly.
I didn't kick you. What are you talking about?
Tura hissed urgently at the pair.
There's something in the water. Don't move. Stand where you are. It just brushed by me. Whatever it is, it's big and strong. Don't move a muscle. It might leave us alone. Stay perfectly still.
The little ones who were in the water hanging onto the squirrel maid's tail, plus a few who were large enough to wade on their own, became frightened.
Oh, I felt it. Quick, let's get back on a dry bit.
Ream feels like he hurt serpent.
At that moment, Midda came swimming back, guided by the light from their remaining lantern, which Tura was holding aloft. The shrew maid waved.
It goes a little deeper further on, but not for long. Then it gets shallower. What's up? Why are you looking at me like that, mate?
Tura could feel the thing curling slowly around her footpaws. Her voice became shrill, strained with fear.
There's a beast in the water. Feels huge and slimy.
Midda halted, feeling her footpaws touch ground.
A beast, you say? Where?
Tura had both her eyes shut tight, the mouse babe and the little hare perched on her shoulders, clinging like limpets to her ears as she muttered,
Widening itself round my leg. No, wait, it's let go now. See the water rippling, Midda. It's heading over to you. Listen, we're all going to back slowly out of the water till we're safe. On dry ground.
Midda kept her voice level as she replied.
Good idea. But before you do, do you mind tossing me the lantern? It's nosing round me now.
Tura threw the lantern, holding it with both paws to keep it up straight. Midda caught it neatly with one paw underneath and the other catching the ring on the top. Meanwhile, Tura and the others began performing a painfully slow retreat to the bank. Midda held the lantern down so that its base reached the water's surface. The shrew maid stood motionless, peering into the water. When she spoke again, her voice was tense with fright.
Oh no, it's an eel, a blooming giant of a one. I've never seen one like his in river or stream. Wait, it's coming up.